here we go again into it. Free for all Friday, as I continue to sort out all of the comments, conversations, conflicts, and things that you need to know about right here to kind of bring the week all together and tidy it up for you. Right? That's what I do. And don't forget to check out SteveGruber.com. All right, SteveGruber.com is the place you can find out what we're writing about. Lots of interesting things. Liberty Page, David Kaminer, John Solomon, Just the News, all featured there. Plus me, this guy. I'm there as well. All right, the climate change radicals are mad as hell today because Joe Biden has approved the Willow Project in Alaska. 650 million barrels of oil are going to come out of it. KJP tried to say it's all they could do. They couldn't do anything about it. Listen.
Yeah, thank you, Corrine. What is the White House's reaction to environmental activists critical of the Biden administration's approval of the Willow Oil Project? They argue that the president has undermined his own goals on climate change in approving this.
So a couple of things there. Look, the president, when it comes to, you're talking about the Willow Project?
Yeah, the Willow Oil Project.
Look, the president kept his word where he can, by law, right? That is important to note. As the Interior Department said, some of the company's leases are decades old, granted by prior administrations. The company has a legal right to those leases. The department's options are limited when there are legal contracts in place. For example, the DOI solicitor under President Clinton and law professor at U.S. Hastings said they have lease rights and that can't be ignored.
Oh, they have lease rights that can't be ignored. But they can ignore any other laws they want anytime they want. They ignore the Constitution and pass, executive orders on gun ownership and so forth. I mean, pick and choose. Fact of the matter is, they know they need that oil. We need that oil. We've got lots of it. I can't wait till the next administration gets here and kicks these dumb people out. I can't say that on camera. Okay. Now we know that the Biden family got millions of dollars from China in an influence-peddling scheme. Corrine Jean-Pierre doesn't want to say anything about TikTok at all. Really? So TikTok's involved. You got all this money flowing to the Biden family. Gee. What's up, KJP? Here it is.
Let me try it this way. Does the president think that Americans should be on TikTok?
Again, I'm not gonna speak to that. What I can speak to is what the president believes that he needs to do, which is making sure that the safety and privacy of Americans are protected, and he'll speak to that. But I'm not going to speak to actions that the American people should take or not take.
We're not gonna speak to that. Well, with yet another bank staring down the possibility of a bank failure, KJP and the team there, the White House, everything is fine. We're going to end up with four banks in America. Four colossal banks. That's it. They won't fail. They'll be too big to fail and all that nonsense. We started bailing everybody out in 2008. We were wrong to do it then. I said so in October of 2008. I said, the whole country has now changed. It was $800 billion or something like that. Look at the money we're spending now. That was just a precursor to spending trillions of dollars, turning the entire country upside down on its ear into socialism. At any rate, Bite 8, listen to this. Go.
Happening now with First Republic. I mean, what tools do you have to push back against a further concentration in this critical sector?
So look, as it relates to specific banks and institutions, I would refer you to the relevant banking regulators. So I'd leave that there. And that's why the president, but more broadly, that's why the president took the actions that he did over the weekend. Remember, he directed his Treasury Secretary and the NSC Director to come up with a plan on how to deal with what we were seeing with SVB, the Silicon Valley Bank. And so they took action. And now what we believe and what you heard from the secretary today, which is decisive and forceful actions were taken by the government to strengthen public confidence in our banking system. So there should be confidence in our banking system.
There should be, but there's not. What we found is that the administration is going to bail out its billionaire friends in Silicon Valley. That's what we learned. That the governor of California and his wife that had millions of dollars in that bank get defended. Would the same thing happen for a small regional bank in the Dakotas or in the Carolinas? I don't think so. You don't think so. None of us think so. We know who they're protecting. It's not you and it's not me. Well, unless, of course, we dress like somebody we're not and change our pronouns. Then we'll get protected, of course. It's so stupid. There's a reason there's a limit on the protection to deposits. Why should the investors and the bondholders get burned and the depositors get away scot-free? There's risk involved in life. There's risk involved. Not with these clowns. Well, they don't risk their own money. They risk yours. They don't risk their own future. They risk yours. They don't risk this country. They don't care. They'll put this country at risk to protect what they want, which is power and money. Period. Now, some insightful comments from Kamala Harris on what freedom means in America. Kamala?
It is important to understand what freedom and opportunity means to real people every day, which calls into question whether we're all on the same page about what freedom means.
Do you think she thinks she's, like, deep or something? Do you think she thinks she's, like, really smart and deep and philosophical? I think she probably does. That's what's really frightening. PatriotFoods.com is for American farmers only, adding new products for 2023. Big package of dried blueberries. By the way, right now, Patriot Foods has a lot of sales going on. They do. A lot of sales going on, and you can find a whole lot of things on sale. For example, you've got meat that is on sale. Let me tell you about this. I want to tell you about this because the steaks, Rancher's Pride T-Bone Steaks, 1.4 pounds, $12. It was $24. It's $12. That's less than $9 a pound. You can't beat that one. You've got Rancher's Pride New York Strip Steaks, 9 ounces for $14. A lot of this has been sold out. The Rancher's Pride Steak, 2.5 pound, sold out. But you've got the Rancher's Pride Chuck Roast. It's $10 off. $35 was $45. All at PatriotFoods.com.
Car number 7 is pulling into the pit.
Team, I want peak performance. Let's go over my diabetes checklist.
Start taking action now for diabetes.
Medication.
Got them. And my insulin supplies.
Exercise. Check at least 30 minutes most days. Blood sugar level? On target.
Diet?
Eating healthy.
And your A1C is under control.
Keeping your blood pressure and your cholesterol in the zone is also important.
Check. How am I doing?
Your numbers are looking good. You're good to go.
Thanks, team.
Whoa, look at number 7, racing out of the pit.
Managing diabetes, including controlling blood sugar, is a team effort. Keeping your body at its peak performance requires a plan that's right for you. Take the wheel and start taking action now for diabetes. For more information, visit standfordiabetes.org. That's standfordiabetes.org.
A public service of TCOID made possible with support from Sanofi Aventis.